Washington, D.C., a member of the military. Good morning, and welcome to the Washington Journal.
Yes, hi, good morning, Representative Hunter. Thanks for taking my call. I feel almost compelled, as an Army Reserve officer, to call and almost set the record straight on the dire personnel situation right now in our ground forces. Sitting here, I just cannot believe the continual parade of people that come on saying that they're such avid supporters of the military, and yet putting up the most obvious deceitful arguments to the American public who may not understand the personnel situation right now in the Army and the Marine Corps, trying to make it sound as if this surge or this escalation won't have the impact that it will. I heard the number, quote, only 1/20th of our men and women in arms are in Iraq. Yes, that's technically true if you count the United States Air Force, if you count the Navy, and if you count every Army reservist in the inactive reserve and things of that sort. But in terms of infantry personnel that we have in the entire spectrum of the American military, there's only about 65,000 in the Army and the Marines. Secondly, we heard about how, oh, this would be so easy to do. We had 160,000 personnel in Iraq last year. Yes, that is true, and that is because we had a significant number, almost 40% of our combat forces in Iraq were National Guard and Reserve personnel. With the two-year mobilization cap policy by the Pentagon, of which I agree with, basically we have exhausted the Army National Guard and the Army Reserve as deployable fighting forces. What remains is individual human spackle to basically put on the situation. So that reserve surge capability isn't there. And just finally, I keep hearing, getting back to this almost one-sided argument, how it was the Clinton administration that pared us down from 18 divisions to 10. Yes, the Clinton administration did put the plan forward to cut two divisions, but let's not forget that George Bush, 41, put the methods in place to cut us down from 18 to 12. Thank you.
No. First, sir, I think you need to go back and look at your statistics. You said that there are, that when you come down to actual people, infantrymen, people who are troops on the ground, discounting all of the other services, are 65,000 people. That's not accurate. There are 180,000, in fact, a few hundred less than 180,000 Marines, for example. Every Marine is a rifleman, is trained as a rifleman. So the Marine Corps itself, the small service, is three times as large as the number you just gave me. It's 180,000 personnel. In fact, when we had fighting in Ramadi, in the fierce fighting with 2nd Battalion, 4th Marines, you actually had the cooks and the motor pool people out there on the line firing their weapons. But you have a very, very, you've got a Marine Corps that's three times as big as the number you gave me. The Army number is there's 512,000 people in the Army in strength. We have a few thousand less than that, but not much less than that. If you take 500, if you discount the Navy and discount the Air Force, you've got 512,000 Army personnel. It's 500,000 Army personnel, and you've got 180,000 Marines on top of that. That's just a little less than 700,000 personnel. Now, we have 138,000 people in Iraq right now. Last year at this time, we had 160,000 people in Iraq. Even if we add this 21,500 people to the 138,000 we've got right now, we've got roughly the same amount, in fact, a few less than we had in December of last year. So once again, the idea, I think that this stampede idea, these apocalyptic statements that imply that everybody in our armed forces is going to Iraq is simply not accurate. Now, my son did two tours in Iraq as a Marine, and they do 7 month tours in country, and then they come back and they spend 7 months in the United States at base. They get more family time, they're back training, they're back resetting, getting ready to go again. What we'd like to be able to do with the Marine Corps is to be able to do a two-in-one. That means to be able to go out, do a seven-month tour in country, wherever the Marines are sent, and in this case is mostly Iraq, come back and do 14 months stateside before they go back over. But once again, we have 2.5 million people under arms. And you know, a lot of those 138,000 people, incidentally, that we have in Iraq are not frontline soldiers. They are support people. And we did have some 40% of our people were Guard and Reserve, and we have a large number of Guard and Reserve personnel in Iraq. I think that's absolutely right. You know, we said in the old days, when during Vietnam, When I was in Vietnam, I never saw Guard personnel. And most of the Guard personnel, because they were in units that didn't deploy to Vietnam, were thought of as being part of that other army, not being part of the U.S. military. We said after Vietnam that will never happen again. When we go to war, everybody goes. We go as a whole military. And so we have sent our guardsmen and our reservists over with our active duty forces. And in some cases, you've had guard and reserve officers commanding active duty forces. In other cases, we've had active duty forces commanding guard personnel and reserve personnel. You know, that's worked out pretty good. And I think now that our guard and reservist personnel feel like they are part of the operation, they are real soldiers. They're not the stay-at-home soldiers. They're real soldiers. They deploy, they fight, they take the burden. And I think that's the way we should keep this country, having the total military force, the whole army. So I disagree with the idea that somehow we're in an extreme situation with 138,000 persons deployed in Iraq out of the 2.5 million people that we have in the armed forces. And even if you take it down to the combat arms, and if you also look at the fact that in recruiting, we're meeting our recruiting goals. Now, it was predicted by the naysayers about 2 years ago that we'd get down today to the point where nobody would want to go to Iraq and where we'd have to have a draft. That hasn't happened. And interestingly, the people that are signing up to stay on are the guys from the combat units. The place where we have some problems is the Navy Reserve.
Sir, we're going to have to
spend a lot of time there.
We're going to have to
cut
it off.
Thank you for your question.
We're going to have to cut it off there. Representative Hunter, thank you very much for being on the program.